And she'd been married twice. This one has a boy and girl, and she's 14, the girl is, and the boy is 11. And they live in Mississippi, and her husband's really a fine person, and it's made real good. And this other one then, our first husband, it didn't work out. He wasn't, you know, one you could depend on. So he just walked out and left her for another woman. So she had two children, two little girls. And but as it happened, there was, and she had no education, and she was working all during that, I mean, part of that time after he quit, and she couldn't depend on him. Why, he was still at home, he hadn't eaten, you know, she did things, but still, on the other hand, he didn't provide much for her, and so she had to go to work to make a living for him. So there happened to be a boy working there, and he was in the engineering work and had a real good job. Well, he was watching all of this go on, but she didn't know it. So after it all got so bad, why, he began to like her, because they were working at the same place, but she didn't know that he is watching her in any way. Anyway, why, they married. And then he had missed, they got him the company, got him deferred, and he didn't have to go to service. But here about nearly 4 years ago, they told him his time was up, he just had to go in service. So he took the Air Force, and so they lived in California. Well, they lived other places first, but California, they lived there more than anywhere else. And he made real good. Now he's overseas, will be for a year. But they're still promoting him, and so he's doing real good. But he has nearly another year after he gets out in July before his time's up. I believe he had to have 6 years. Anyway, they have a little boy. And the two little girls. That's him.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He's
a lovely,
he's all boy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm real thankful for all the children. They've done real good. And he's a wonderful person. His daddy was a Baptist, is a Baptist preacher. And he's a good, honest, conscientious kind of a boy. Mm-hmm. And he's just as good to these other children as he is on. You couldn't tell by what he is, their parents.
Well, that's fine.
It is. It's wonderful. And I don't know. It's no telling. Now, she lives in Paris now because they rented a home. And she said it wasn't fair to Mary Catherine and J.W. to come in here with those three children and then move out. And if she had a house of her own, well, she could live. And they tried to buy one, but they couldn't find one. So they just rented a real nice home. And J.W. and Mary Catherine, of course, help them to see about the mowing the yard. It's kind of a hillside, because the basement is all under the house, and it's a full-size basement, and it makes just a real ideal place. And the upstairs then is level with the front, and you come in, and it makes it real nice. And the children have their play in the backyard. They have a big yard. He has his sand pile. He really does enjoy it with his tools. And J.W. has been a good farmer and is a good teacher, too. And his time is, well, he lacks about two more years of being retired, but he said the children are giving him so much trouble. They didn't want to learn, and so with all of them, and the others, some of the others are women teachers, and if anybody's unruly, they send them to him. It's getting on his nerves too much. And he enjoys his cattle. He can tell you all about every one of them, and he's really been good with them. So it's helped us a whole lot, and with our hay and stuff, or this last year now, and year before, well, we'd do it ourselves, but this year, well, Bug had an operation in December, and it was malignant.